I already pressurized and I decontaminated everything in here with hospital grade disinfectant from the about 3.5 feet down. I washed all the walls by hand and then I'd already pressurized this. This is all covered in river mud initially, about 1/2 inch thick.
That's Neil Hartnett. He lives at the corner of Wigwam Hollow and Jana Road just before the bridge. The Lemoyne River crept through his backyard and into the basement Friday night. It would have flooded his TV room as well if city workers hadn't helped sandbag the door. What was in the basement is now in the backyard.
Everything on the right here, this large pile that's dirty, is somehow going to get to a trash heap. We're trying to figure that out right now because we've been calling the city about pickup, and there's a scheduled pickup in May. We don't know if they'll take all of this or not. We can get a dumpster, but it's pricey, and prices are beginning to ratchet up on fixing stuff here.
Macomb Mayor Mike Inman says the city is working on a date for residents to set out their water-damaged items for pickup. He says aldermen will discuss it at the city council meeting tonight. I'm Scott Stuntz.